Rockers Todd Rundgren, Joe Walsh, Daryl Hall team up to get maniac Trump out of office. By Warner Todd Houston on March 27, 2020. 70s rocker Todd Rundgren thinks Donald Trump is a maniac. So he is jumping on the campaign trail to help Democrats win in 2020 by re-recording his 1973 hit, Just One Victory, with the help of fellow stars Paul Shaffer, Joe Walsh, and Daryl Hall. Rundgren plans to use the re-recorded tune as a Democrat anthem for 2020 because he is keen to destroy the organized crime syndicate created by the Republican Party, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Everyone is trying to figure out what they can do to get that maniac out of the White House, Rundgren said. More importantly, to get the banana Republican Party out of governing wherever possible. The song will be available to any Democratic candidate that's been approved by the DNC to use it for campaigns and at their rallies. They can also use it in a commercial if they so desire. Rundgren picked the song because it is a fan favorite and marked a departure from his earlier work when it debuted in 1973. He felt it was the ideal tune to give Democrats a rallying song for 2020. It first came up in conversation with Richard Foos, formerly of Rhino Records, Rundgren added. He has a political action committee, and he showed a lot of interest in it. The idea quickly gained a lot of traction. The Hello It's Me singer noted that Daryl Hall, former Eagles rocker Joe Walsh, and one-time David Letterman bandleader Paul Shaffer quickly jumped on board to help out. Rundgren said he hoped this would just be the beginning of stars flocking to the Democrat banner. He hopes that those ready to push the Democrat agenda can gather for a new We Are the World moment. Not many people know about it at this particular moment, especially because just as we were getting into the project, this huge distraction of the virus came along, he said. We are waiting for everyone to settle down from that before we refocus on the political and start actively soliciting some performances. The singer-songwriter added that he hopes that more stars can cooperate to push 2020's leftist candidates and show unity behind a candidate or a slate of candidates that are trying to turn things back around. Rundgren said that he would start on the campaign in earnest once he is able to leave his self-imposed coronavirus quarantine in Kauai, Hawaii. The project may not be quite ready for the Democrats to use until June. Once he is finished with it all, he said, Democrat candidates will not be required to pay ASCAP or BMI royalties to use the song. It's really the kind of thing to get people hyped up and ready to go out and vote, Rundgren hopes. That's because we cannot go on like this. The Banana Republican Party is an organized crime syndicate and it has permeated every level of government at this point. And so it isn't enough to get rid of Trump. You have to get rid of all of them. They all have to go. Rundgren is obviously not afraid of offending fans who might be a Republican voter. Indeed, in 2017 he told Republicans that he did not want them to be a fan of his work. In an interview with Variety, the singer told Trump voters that he did not want them to attend his concerts. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.